Kieran Tobin, captain of St Union's. Delighted, to say the least.
Oh, delighted, Park. It's very hard to know. You know, this year's been a very challenging year on and off the pitch, and we, yet again today, we don't like to make things easy, but just delighted. That's the overall emotion. It's absolutely delighted. It's just great to get over the line, you know.
Coming into this particular final, there was big talk of St Union's. How did you manage that, I suppose, pressure?
You know, just like anything else, you know, there was a lot of pressure. I suppose people put you down as the favourites, but we've seen in the past many teams have been the favourites and it hasn't worked out, so we knew we had a job to do, and in fairness, the group was fairly focused over the last 2 weeks, so it was massive.
Talk to me about the first half performance. I suppose a lot of head scratching there getting at half time, no doubt.
A lot of head scratching, surely. Suppose that we were going in level, and you know, when we knew we hadn't played much football at all, it was head scratching. We're sitting in the dressing room, and you know, you probably thought we couldn't play much worse than what we did in the first half, but we came out in the second half and a few things went against us, but luck, we got over the line, so it's fantastic.
Just looking at that Dunlow side, you have to give them serious praise today as well, Kieran. They really, really put it up to St Unions.
Oh, 100%. And you know, I know Desi and I know some of them young lads, and they put in some serious work over the years, and you got to give them full credit, and it's a testament to the hard work that they put in. And you know, they pushed us all the way, 100% all the way, and they made a fierce good battle of it today.
It's been well noted about the levels St Unions have gone to this year, but suppose getting the levels out on match day is really, really important, and especially in finals. He's had to dig deep in the second half there. He's got the goal, of course, but they got a penalty and he's had to go back down and kind of run won that game again.
100%, and I suppose that's the pleasing part. You know, they got the penalty, and then we went back up the field and we got three scores in the trot, you know, and that's what the team does. That's the thing. When the questions are answered and the backs are against the wall, it happened in the quarterfinal, happened in the semi-final again today, and we had all the answers, and you know, the goal is to get over the line, and thankfully we're standing here over the line today.
Thanks very much, Kieran. Enjoy the celebrations tonight. I'm also delighted to say I'm joined by St Union's manager Barry Meehan. Big smile on your face, Barry. Delighted, no doubt.
Absolutely delighted, Porrick. You know, just the boys just dug so deep there after that outrageous penalty call. That's all I can say about it. I cannot understand how there was a penalty given, but the boys just dug deep and absolutely threw their bodies on the line, and you know, to go up the field and kick three more scores was just fantastic. They just showed massive resilience. You know, there's such a character in this team, you know, and it was, you know, it was questioned in the last 2 years, and today they really showed, you know, what they're about. And you know, when the chips were down at the very, very end, they dug deep and, you know, got those three scores at the end. Just fantastic, Barry.
Barry, talk to me about half-time. Suppose, what was the team talk? Because Dunlow, they came out and they showed just absolutely no respect. They went ahead and I suppose that you just got on 4 points apiece at half-time. There's a lot of head-scratching, Dunlow would say.
Not really, Barry. Like, listen, we spoke about Dunlow for the last 2 weeks and, like, we knew what they were bringing to the table and we weren't surprised with the first half. You know, of all the teams we played this year, they're the team that actually came out and came at us. You know, and they deserve massive credit. I know it's little solace to them at the moment, you know, but we knew what they were bringing to the table, and we were so we were actually happy at half time. We spoke about our work rate. Our work rate was brilliant in the first half. A couple of things we were trying just wasn't happening, and we told the boys to keep going, you know, maybe a wee bit more control than in our offensive play. Defensively, you thought, you know, they got maybe 14 shots away in the first half. Six of them were under pressure. The other eight weren't. We said we need to cut down, you know, the shots away under pressure. You know, so we worked on that there in the second half. And supposing, you know, we looked at their kickouts, and I think we got the grips of that there in the second half. You know, but there was no roaring and shouting, and it was all very, very calm. And we spoke about what we had to do. You know.
That's exactly, and suppose you came out in the second half, maybe Unions got that particular message. The team, they tried a lot more other opportunities, and suppose the goal came from a fortuitous, someone go for a point. I think it was Darren McGrew who hit the post with that one. It came back out, and Connor Duck, who was in there, your man of the match today, he was phenomenal.
Phenomenal, like, and you know, we've said to the boys all year, we want them to shoot. You know, we want them to be taking on the shots. We back them 100%. The one thing is that whenever a man takes on a shot, that we chase it in, because there's every opportunity that there's going to be a rebound. That came to pass today. It came off the post, and Duck was there and put it in the back of the net, like, and he can do that there. Do you know, so listen, they were doing everything we asked of them, you know. So
looking at suppose when the second half, it still was very, very cagey, but you're looking at runners like you've Kieran Moore, you've Shane O'Donnell coming with big scores at crucial times. Barry,
huge. I thought, like, the two lads, huge performances. You know, Kieran Moore, I thought, was outstanding. Shane was outstanding, but as you say, they were coming from out the back, you know, those big driving runs, and they were cutting holes, and you know, we were getting those couple of gaps in the Dunlow defence, and they were getting through. Kieran kicked a wonderful score, you know. So listen, they did what they were asked to do, you know. I can't say anything more, Barry.
Barry, for you as a Unions man through and through, you've played football all your career there, you've won medals, and to come back in as a manager this year, what does it mean to you personally?
that means the world. It's your club, like your club, like, you know, and to win a county championship with your club is unreal. Like, but it's not me. Like, it's, you know, geez, look at the man beside me, Davy. Like, you know, such a character in the changing rooms. Like, and you know, the boy, like, it's such a knowledgeable guy about football. Like, he adds so much to our team. Kieran Sharkey adds so much to our team. Dalton Malloy, Neil Baird in the background. There's so many people working away in the background. You know, I'm getting out the front here today, but it's like, it's not me, it's all the other boys in the background, and we work together, and our ultimate goal was for Unions to get over the line. It didn't matter how we did it, we wanted this team getting over the line this year.
And it was that frustration down through the years, and suppose trying to get back up on collecting the Dr. Maguire, pushing that on, and the message throughout the week was, suppose, was it difficult to keep the hype away from the lads about how big favourites they were?
Not really, Parik, to be honest. Like, they've been in this situation before, and like, we spoke about it straight away after the semi-final, that no matter who we were going to be playing, we were going to be red-hot favourites. And then we parked it, you know, and we went away, and we focused on our own performance, because we felt that the performance against Kidora wasn't good enough, you know. So that's all we've been focusing on for the last 2 weeks, is our performance, and looking at what the strengths Dunlow had. And like, they brought that to today. Like, Dylan Sweeney was outstanding for them, like, and he caused us a lot of problems, and we knew he would, you know. Darren McGrew was there, and Darren McGrew did a good job on him, but Dylan Sweeney caused us a lot of bother today. You know, the Kearns caused us bother. We knew that was going to happen, but like, our boys went out and just kept going. I'm so delighted for them.
All right, Barry, congratulations, and well done, and enjoy the celebrations. Oshin, that of course is manager Barry Mahan there.